Okay. Good morning po. This is my second time handing po this pulpit, and it's always a privilege to serve you, beloved brethren. And I'm thankful to the Lord for this opportunity once again. And I know hindi pa naman po tapos ang 30 years. 30th anniversary po ninyo. So we would like, kami po yung missing link nung time po yung kami po yung wala. So we would like to greet you. Happy 30th church anniversary, Guiding Light Baguio. Palakpakan po muli natin ang Panginoon. Okay, praise God po sa kabutihan ng Panginoon. And actually, I intentionally mentioned that because the direction of our message for today is related din naman po sa patuloy na pag-alala natin ng dakilang katapatan ng Panginoon sa tatlong dekada ng kanyang pagsama at pangunguna sa atin bilang kanyang iglesia. Samahan niyo po muli ako sa isang panalangin upang ihanda ang ating puso to prepare our hearts as we come to the God who knows us, who has been with us, as the God of this church, as the head of this church, and the one who will accomplish His purpose for this church and our families and our lives. O Lord, we bless You and we thank You, O God. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege of hearing once again Your word preach, O Lord. Oh, we need Your word. We need always Your truth, O God. Because many times, Lord, we forget. Many times, O Lord, we are distracted by the many events, by the many trials, problems, O God, that we are confronted daily, O Lord. And we fail to remember, O Lord, that You have been with us, O Lord. And You will always be with us, O God. And this morning, O Lord, I just want to pray and ask for Your grace, O Lord, to help Your servant to deliver this message, O Lord, in such a way, O God, that it will be, that it will help Your people, that it will minister to us in a very special way on how we can live our lives, O God, always fixing our eyes on who You are in our lives, that we may never forget that we live for You alone and that we are Your people under Your care. So we ask and pray, Lord, that You would just use Your servant, O God, to minister to Your people and care for them. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of our message for this morning is The Discipline of Remembering. The Discipline of Remembering. And our main text is in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 9. Forgetfulness is part of being human. Forgetfulness is part of being human. I believe that there is no single person here on earth have never lost their memory. Tama po ba? And study shows that 56% of information was lost after an hour. 56%, and that's more than half. After an hour, it was lost. 66% after a day, and 75% after 6 days. That's why we need not wonder if someone asks us tonight if what is the preaching this morning and we cannot immediately respond. We are prone, unless you take down notes like some diligent students of God's word who are here today. In other words, we cannot trust our memory. We can never trust our memory. We're prone to forget. We are prone not to recall everything that transpired, no matter how much we are engaged, attentive, and affected by what happened and what we saw. That's why we need to adopt mechanism to help us remember the important dates, occasions, commitments, and celebration that we may not miss them. Kasi pasiguro tayo, dapat may nagpapaalala lagi sa atin. Ano-ano po ba ang mga ginagawa natin para hindi tayo makalimot? Sometimes we set the alarm. We post sticky notes, we write it in our whiteboards, and even ask the help of other people to make us sure that we will not forget. And now if these things really matter to us, if we're very intentional, methodical, and critical of our means in remembering them, the question is this the kind of effort we also do? Ganun din po ba ang ginagawa natin when it concerns our faith? If we know that we have a tendency to forget everything that we have learned, everything that we have heard, and everything that we have experienced that will help us grow in our obedience of Christ and our relationship and service to Him, do we also make the effort of keeping them in our memory? Kung pasiguro tayo sa mga bagay ng ating commitments, dates, occasion, celebration, is this the same when it concerns our faith? When it concerns everything that we have learned, everything that we have heard, everything that we have experienced that will help us grow in our obedience of Christ and our relationship and service to Him. And as I prepare and prayed for this opportunity to speak again to you, I'm just reminded of the fact that we have just celebrated this year the 30 years of God's faithfulness as a church. And I know that you have taken time to look back on the history of God's faithfulness in the past. Actually, personally, I'm blessed and encouraged and amazed of the pictures each of your ministry has posted dyan po sa halls natin po sa baba. They're not just memories. They are precious reminders of who our Lord is and what He has done. They are concrete testimonies of God's leading, moving, and enabling us as a church. Indeed, they are not just memories. They remind us of who our Lord is. Can we offer a clap of praise to our God? Na ito po ang maalaala, pinakita, ginawa, at ipinaranas sa atin ng Panginoon in the past. And I know you have recalled as well many steps of faith in this journey. The step of faith of our senior pastor, Robbie, to leave the former church and choose to remain faithful in the biblical mandate of ministry. The step of faith to start the construction of this building. The step of faith of many of you to start your own family together with this church. The step of faith, even of our leaders to send laborers outside Baguio and plant churches. And now we have 5 local outreach churches with ordained pastors. We have also sent missionaries outside of our country, and the Lord has truly been faithful with our church through the years. Of course, we have also seen God's mercy in keeping us and providing for us even during pandemic. But God's goodness has been magnified in His care for us through this church, through the years. Now, my point is, yes, we may have taken time to remember all these things, but we must also learn the importance of the discipline of remembering. Yes, we have taken time to remember all these things, but it doesn't end there. We must learn the importance of the discipline of remembering. We need to remind ourselves to keep on remembering. We must train ourselves to always be mindful of who our Lord is and what He has done in our lives. We must train ourselves to always be mindful of who our Lord is and what He has done in our lives. So to help us understand the importance of this discipline, I would like to discuss this morning the meaning, the mandate, the motive, and the means of the discipline of remembering. We will look at many passages this morning, but I would like to focus our attention on Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. So please open now your Bible in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 5 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 9. Verse 5, "See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.' For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is the Lord our God whenever we call on Him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgment as righteous as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" Verse 9, "Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days of their they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.'" Let's have for us a short background of this passage. We know that this is the time where Moses spoke to the Israelites at the plains of Moab after 40 years of their journey in the wilderness. So this book contains Moses' farewell messages. This book contains Moses' farewell messages and exhortation on Israelites to maintain their covenant faithfulness through their obedience to the law. We can perfectly see that in verses 5 to 8 that we have read. That Moses is exhorting them to maintain their covenant faithfulness through their obedience to the law. However, for them to be able to do it, Moses instructed them in verses 9 to 10 on the importance of the discipline of remembering. So what do I mean when I said the discipline of remembering? One of the major themes of Deuteronomy is the importance of remembering God's mighty works in and through the Israelites from Egypt to their 40 years of journey in the wilderness. Again, that is one of the major themes of Deuteronomy, that they will not forget God's mighty works, starting from Egypt until they journey for 40 years in the wilderness. And also the theme of remembrance runs throughout the Bible. And in more than 200 times, The word remember was mentioned. It was used 16 times in this book. Kaya nga po, ang theme of remembering or remembrance is part of this book. So let me show you some of these verses that that the word remember is mentioned. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, we can see, "Do not forget the things your eyes saw at Horeb, and make them known to your children." Deuteronomy 5, verse 15, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought you out. Therefore, keep the Sabbath." Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, "Remember the 40 years in the wilderness where God humbled and tested Israel to teach that humans live by every word of God." Also in verse 18, "Remember the Lord your God because He gives you the strength and the power to produce wealth." Also in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and elders to tell you." So the word remember is, the Hebrew word used here is zakar, which means not only to recall, but to focus on something in order to act. It is not only to recall, but to put their attention, to inspire them to act. For them, it is an invitation to revisit God's works and wonders that will remind them of His power and mercies as a nation. For them, it is an invitation to revisit God's works and wonders that will remind them of His power and mercies as a nation. And for us, this word encouraged us not only to keep records for the sake of records, but to maintain a proper perspective. To maintain a proper perspective on how we should live in light of who our Lord is and what He has done in the past. An invitation again to maintain a proper perspective on how we should live in light of who our Lord is and what He has done in the past. This is what the psalmist in Psalm 111, verse 4, tells us. He has caused His wonders to be what? To be remembered. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. So to define what discipline of remembering is, the discipline of remembering, therefore, is our duty. It is our duty as God's people to be mindful of His works in the past and to be constantly reminded of who our Lord is, to guide and guard our walk and service to our Lord. What I mean of this discipline of remembering is, it is our duty as God's people to be mindful of His works in the past and to be constantly reminded of who our Lord is, to guide and guard our work, our walk and service to our Lord in the past. And I believe, like any other discipline, such as prayer, reading of God's word, worship, giving, we will never be deepened in our obedience and relationship with our Lord without this necessary discipline. Again, like prayer, we can neglect prayer. Worship, we can neglect worship. giving, we can neglect giving. We can also neglect this discipline that is necessary in our growth in grace and obedience of our Lord. Again, the question is this really necessary? Let's consider the mandate. The mandate of remembering. We saw the meaning, and now let's consider the mandate of remembering. Please now again look at verse 9 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. Again, it was Moses said there, only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget. Give heed to yourself and keep yourself diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and grandsons. Let's make some observations in this passage. The word give heed and keep your soul diligently gives us an idea that Moses is not merely making an advice for them to consider. He's not making a mere advice. Moses is neither being diplomatic nor relaxed here in his exhortation to the Israelites. Because we can sense here the gravity of his admonition to take seriously, to be very vigilant, and be very intentional on how they will respond in this warning. Keep your soul diligently. Give heed. So we can hear Moses saying, tandaan nyo ito ah. Wag na wag nyo itong pababayaan. So it's not a mere tone of advice, but a serious warning and admonition. And we need to understand that this is a responsibility that they need to be faithful. That they need to be faithful. And Moses understands the possible consequences of their forgetfulness. Moses understands that if they forget all these things that God did on their behalf, there will be consequences. And we can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. You can open your Bible there. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19, Moses said, please open your Bible so that we can see in ourselves that this is really a serious admonition from Moses. In verse 19 of Deuteronomy 8, he said, if you ever forget the Lord your God, and follow the other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will be surely destroyed. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will be surely destroyed. Again, this admonition is not merely a suggestion, but a solemn warning that they must take heed and be diligent. But we know the story. We know that despite God's constant reminders and exhortation to His people, through his prophets, through the man of God that God used to lead them, they still failed to remember. We can see this in the many passages that Israelites failed to remember all that God did in their behalf. We can see this Psalm 106. Verse 2 to 22. Okay, in Psalm 106, verse 2. to 22, and it said, they forgot their God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous work in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. That generation who forget their God was also used as a warning to the next generation. And we can see this also in Psalm 78. Please open your Bible in Psalm 78. This psalm is a history of Israel's unfaithfulness caused by their forgetfulness. Psalm 78 is a history of Israel's unfaithfulness caused by their forgetfulness. Please open your Bible in Psalm 78 and let me read the first 8 verses. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. Verse 4. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation what? The praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and wonders He has done. Verse 5. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which He commanded our ancestors to teach their children. Verse 6. So the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Verse 7, then they would put their trust in God and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commands. Verse 8, they would be not like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation whose heart were not loyal to God, whose spirit were not faithful to Him. So you see here in this passage, the command to remember is anchored on the command to be faithful. The command to remember is anchored on the command to be faithful. We can see this more in sa mga susunod po na verses in verse 10 to 11. Tingnan niyo po ulit yon, verse 10 to 11. What happened nung kinalimutan nila ang lahat ng ito? Verse 10 to 11, they did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by His law. They forgot what He had done, the wonders He had shown them. Also in verse 41 to 43, same psalm in Psalm 78. Again and again, again and again, they put God to the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power. The day He redeemed them from the oppressor, the day He displayed His signs in Egypt, His wonders in the region of Zoan, they failed to remember and they become unfaithful to God. No wonder God has enough of them and allowed them to be exiled. And we see this also in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31 to 32. And I will just read verse 31. And you can see here in verse 32 what God said to them. Verse 31, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31 to 32. You of this generation, consider the word of the Lord. Have I been a desert to Israel? Or a land of great darkness? Why do my people say, we're free to roam? We will come to you no more. Verse 32. Does a young woman forget her jewelry? A bride, her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. God is telling them, they did not, hindi ba nila nakita? Hindi ko ba sila sinamahan sa lahat ng taong yon at ipinakita ang aking dakilang kapangyarihan sa kanilang kalagitnaan? Hindi ba nila naaalala? And God has given here an illustration where no one should fail to forget. A young woman will not fail to forget her jewelry. And it's even unthinkable for the bride to forget her wedding ornaments. These are precious to them and they can never neglect them. Tanungin ko po kayo, ano ang isang bagay na hindi nyo kayang iwanan pag alis nyo ng bahay? You will always make sure of that. Because it is valuable to you, it is precious to you. And God is now asking His people, okay, if the young woman will not forget her jewelry, if a bride will not forget her wedding ornaments, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Again, these are precious to them, and they can never neglect them, but this is the opposite on how the Israelites failed to treasure and value on who the Lord is to them through their wilderness experience and how God sustained them through the years. But brethren, we need to understand that we are never better than the Israelites. We are no better than the Israelites. We are also prone to forget. We are also prone to neglect in our memory the deeds of the Lord and the display of His glory through the many seasons of our lives. We are prone to neglect in our memory the deeds of the Lord and the display of His glory through the many seasons of our lives. Many times we also experience spiritual amnesia. How many of you can still remember the first day you entered the house you have prayed for? And now you want to abandon it to build another one. Can you remember also how thankful for you how thankful you are before entering that house, and now you don't even desire to stay there. Parang ayaw mo nang uwian dahil parang ayaw mo na, nagsawa ka na. How about the job you once dreamed of, and now you are just dragging yourself to get to work? Siguro nakapag-testify ka pa nga, di ba, sa prayer night. Tapos after how many years, parang ayaw mo nang pumasok. How about the husband or the wife that you asked the Lord for? And now you are just outliving each other. How about the ministry that you have once desired to be part of, and now you have many excuses why you cannot commit? Brethren, it's not that God was mistaken in answering our prayers to all these things. Anong nangyari? Bakit tayo nakalimot? I believe that is more because we are blinded by our pride, our grumblings, our selfishness, and our entitlement. that we forget to remember that it was never about who we are or what we have done, but about who He is and what He has accomplished on our behalf. Bakit tayo nakalimot? I believe because we are blinded by our pride, our grumblings, our selfishness, and our entitlement, that we forget that it was never about us, but about He, about God, and what He has done on our behalf. Brethren, we sin because we forget. Amen? We sin because we forget. We sin because we lose sight on the truths that we must fix our eyes on. We sin because we fail to take to heart every memory that God wants us to anchor our lives on. We sin because we forget. Again, He has caused His wonders to be remembered. He allowed us to experience all these things, to be part of our lives, to be a testimony of who He is in our lives, to remind us that indeed our Lord is gracious and full of compassion. But God is merciful. Amen? The good news is God's faithfulness is never dependent upon our bad memory. God's faithfulness is not dependent on our bad memory. God's faithfulness is greater than our pride, our selfishness. Truly, His mercy is more. His mercy is more. The good news is we can be humbled by the fact that God will never forget. Makalimot man tayo, but the good news is hindi tayo kakalimutan ng Panginoon. That He will keep on fulfilling His covenant towards us. And we can see this also in the experience of the Israelites. Yes, they forget God. Kinalimutan nila ang Panginoon. But from time and time again, we can read in the prophets that God said, I will never forget you. We can see this in a very familiar passage in Isaiah 49, verse 15 to 16, where it said, a metaphor on how the Lord exceeds the mindfulness of a nursing mother. It said, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are ever before me. Alam po natin yan. Familiar po tayo dyan. And we are reminded in this metaphor that the Lord exceeds the mindfulness of a nursing mother. Madalas mas makakalimutin po. Madalas makakalimutin po ang mga nanay. Okay? Pero hindi po sa kanilang mga anak. Hindi po sa kanilang mga anak. Mas madali pa nga nilang makalimutan na may asawa sila. Okay, tama po ba? Okay, but lalo na po yung mga nursing mother, they're always mindful kung may sakit, kung mumubo, kung ano yung temperatura. And that just shows that God, that these mothers can still forget their baby. Minsan nga, pwede pang mahulog sa higaan. Okay, kasi nakalimutan. Diba? Eh, nangyari na rin po yan sa amin. Yung anak ko, habang ako po ay nagtitimpla nung nung milk niya. Alam ko, umiiyak siya dun sa sopa. Pagtingin ko, wala na. Kasi nahulog na po pala dun sa sopa. Again, as parents, we are mindful of our children. But here, makikita po natin na hindi po natin matatalo ang Panginoon on how He is so mindful of us. Again, this verse is a blessed assurance that His faithfulness is never dependent upon our mindfulness. Praise God that God's faithfulness is not dependent upon our mindfulness. Yes, we will fail to remember, but God will never forget us. Now, to help us embrace this important discipline, I want us to consider the heart of this discipline. Bakit ba ng Panginoon gusto tayo na turuan na patuloy na alalahanin ang kanyang mga ginawa sa nakaraan? I want us to consider the motive of remembering. Again, the good news also that as believers who are united in Christ, we will never experience God's judgment on our forgetfulness. As believers in Christ, we will never experience God's judgment on our forgetfulness. However, we must understand that like any other discipline, which can be neglected, since we can neglect the discipline of prayer, of word and worship, our discipline of remembering will also help us guard the following. So ano ang tulong nito sa atin bilang mga mananampalataya sa kasalukuyan? First, it will guard our reverence. It will guard our reverence. Again, kung babalikan po natin yung verse 9 ng ating passage, Deuteronomy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 9, "Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when He said to me, 'Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live. As long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children.'" Our whole duty as God's people is to fear the Lord as long as we live. And po din ang pinaalala po sa amin in our recent workers' retreat, to fear the Lord as God-fearing servants. And again, the fear of the Lord is crucial to our walk and service to our Lord. But because of our arrogance and pride, we think that we deserve what we have received and what we have experienced. Because of our arrogance, dahil sa ating pagiging makalimutin, nagmamayabang na tayo sa Panginoon. And I believe this is also true to the Israelites' experience. They failed to revere the Lord because they have forgotten that God has chosen them, not because of anything about them, but because God is merciful and faithful. Israel was chosen not because they were special. Okay? So ito po yung matitingnan natin. Okay, reverence, the importance of this discipline to our fear of the Lord, to our obedience, our gratitude, and our hope. Then let's proceed to reverence. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, the Israelites were reminded that they are not a special people. Here we can see that the Lord did not set His affection on you and chose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your ancestors that He brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So my point here, again, mga kapatid, is we become arrogant if we forget that it's never about us, but who our Lord is. And this is also true with the Israelites. They become arrogant. And God reminded them that God didn't choose them because they are numerous, but they are the fewest. But they are chosen because the Lord loved them and kept His oath to their ancestors. And as we look back on the history of God's faithfulness in our family, in our ministry, and in our personal lives, may this lead us also to renew our fear of the Lord. Because in reality, we become arrogant if we forget that everything we have and everything we have accomplished was only because of Him. Para matulungan lang po tayo na mas makita yung punto ko. I mean, minsan, pag nakakalimot tayo, nawawala na po yung paggalang at pagkatakot natin. Tingnan na lamang po yung relasyon ng anak sa magulang. Nung mga bata pa, takot pa yung mga anak. The children are fearing their parents. And then when they grow up, finish college, and have their own work, nagkakaroon po ng change. Mas takot na po yung magulang sa anak. Bakit? Kasi yung magulang na yung pinapakain. Kasi yung magulang na yung parang inaasikaso. But we will fail to honor our parents if we forget all their sacrifices on our behalf. Wala ka ngayon, syempre sa katapatan ng Panginoon, kung hindi rin sa mga magulang mo. That's why God reminded us, honor your father and mother. And kung yun ay totoo sa ating mga magulang na kapwa na makasalanan din, na may mapagkukulang din sa atin, bakit tayo magmamayabang sa Panginoon na hindi kailanman nagkulang sa atin? So the discipline of remembering help us to always revere the Lord for what He has done in our lives. Again, reverence. The second thing, the second motive for us to be intentional of our remembrance of God's works and who He is in the past is obedience. This will help us to fear the Lord and at the same time to be faithful to the Lord. Please open your Bible in Psalm 78, verse 7 to 8. Psalm 78, verse 7 to 8. We can see in this psalm how the psalmist reminded them of the command not to forget the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord and the wonders He has done to inspire obedience among the next generation. Yun po yung hugot. Yun yung wisdom na gustong ituro ng mga awit sa mga nakikinig sa Kanya, sa henerasyon na sumusunod sa Kanila, na hindi sila tumulad, that they will not be like their ancestors who forget their God. So the command is not to forget the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord and the wonders He has done to what? To inspire obedience among the next generation. Because their ancestors' failure is a warning for them to consider. And I believe that if there's one thing that will also inspire our obedience to the Lord as New Testament believers is how we should remember what Christ did for us on the cross. Kasi kung meron mo pong madalas na command sa Scripture, sa New Testament, lagi lang itong nakabalik kay Kristo. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember the cross. And we can see that as I consider all the commands in the New Testament connected to this discipline, majority of these are connected to the sacrifices of Jesus on our behalf. Remember the Holy Communion. In 1 Corinthians 11, bakit po natin ito ginagawa? What did Jesus said? Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Again, the Holy Communion is a concrete example of how we are always invited to embrace our new life in Christ. Kaya po ako, if there's one thing that I remind also our brethren in Libon, the Holy Communion is not only a part of the liturgy. It is an invitation for us to remember who we are now in Christ. The Holy Communion is not part of the liturgy, and nakakalungkot lamang po na merong iba na okay lang mamiss ang communion. Again, this is an ordinance Jesus Himself taught us. For what? For us to remember, for us to look forward on His coming, that we may be found faithful when He returns. As we remember the cross, as we remember His sacrifices, we will be faithful until the return of our Lord. Yun po yung impact sa akin ng Holy Communion. It is not only a part of the liturgy, but an invitation to remember Jesus Christ, His sacrifice, His great love for us. And as I meditate on this truth, I can also hear Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, "For Christ's love compels me." Okay? And he said in the preceding verse, "And he died for all, so that those who live today may no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and raised again for them." Kaya nga from time to time sa Holy Communion, iniimbitahan po tayo, is there any sin that you know you have not confessed yet to the Lord? It is an invitation. Come to Jesus. Remember, He has forgiven you. Remember, He has already delivered you from that sin. Remember how much He loved you for you to no longer continue with that sin. So you see here, remembering is powerful in an inspiring obedience as Christians in the New Testament. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, the concept here is to remember the sacrifices of Jesus Christ, to persevere in the middle of suffering. Bago ka pa naghirap na ang Panginoon mo. So remember Him. Remember Him. How He remained faithful and not sin kahit may pinagdaraanan siyang paghihirap. Di ko po alam kung if this makes sense to you na parang bago or parang wala naman kami na pag-aralan na discipline of remembering dun kay Donald Whitney. But parang may tinuturo dito na panibagong turo. But I believe kung titingnan po natin sa buong Biblia at sa mga passages na nakikita po natin, we are encouraged to discipline ourselves to be mindful of who our God is and what He has done in our lives. There's also a warning in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Makipagbukas po kayo doon. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Peter also has a warning if we are not growing in obedience, if we are not growing in the character, in the evidences of grace in our lives. In verse 8 and 9, Peter said, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, what are those qualities? Yung mga verses mo na nabanggit before this. Okay? Yung ating pagiging, yung Christ, pagiging Christ-like natin. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from what? From being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. If we forget, we will be ineffective. And we will forget that we are already cleansed from our past sins. Bilisan ko na po. Again, brethren, we need to be mindful to remain faithful. We need to be mindful to remain faithful. Also, this discipline will also help our worship. Okay, in Psalm 103, familiar po tayo dito. Praise the Lord, my soul, O my soul, and all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This psalm teaches the readers to be intentional in remembering all the blessings we have received from the Lord. It is another admonition to count our blessings and name them one by one. I'm also reminded of our favorite theme, Count Your Blessings. Tama po ba? Anong sinasabi po doon? When upon life billows, you are tempest-tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God hath done. Brethren, we need to be mindful to remain worshipful. We need to be mindful to remain worshipful. And also, it doesn't only inspire our fear of the Lord. It doesn't only inspire our obedience, our worship. It also inspires our hope. Our hope. This is the passage na ginamit din po kanina sa ating exhortation. Psalm 77, verse 7 to 13. Psalm 77, verse 7 to 13. And tuloy nga ng sinabi ni Brother Mark, it may not be clear what is the context of this psalm, but what is clear to us is the psalmist is distressed as he waits for deliverance of the Lord from God. His suffering lead him to question God. And we can see that in verse 7 to 9, will the Lord reject forever? Will He never show His favor again? Has His unfailing love vanished forever? Has His promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has He in anger withheld His compassion? I know that many of you have been in this situation, or some of you may also be going through a time of painful waiting for God's deliverance. Parang napakatagal na, Lord. Nakalimutan mo na ba ako? Hindi mo na ba ako nakikita, Panginoon? That we tend to question God's goodness, His mercy, and His compassion towards you. But here is where the discipline of remembering will give us hope. It will give us hope. Instead of believing the lies that He has entertained, na makita po natin from verse 7 to 9, the psalmist decided to look back on the truth on who the Lord is and how we have seen God's deliverance in the past. In the present, hindi niya makita, pero nag-desisyon siya. Nag-desisyon siya. In verse 10 to 13, then I thought, to this I will appeal. Tingnan niyo po ang mga Bible po ninyo in Psalm 78. Psalm 77, verse 10 to 13, then I thought to this I will appeal the years when the Most High stretched out His right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God. And to be honest, mga kapatid, I know it's just for a little while, but recently my family have also gone through a very rare situation in which I know in my heart that I failed to remember the more than a decade that God has been faithful to my family. Recent lang po ito. Na parang, Lord, bakit ganito? Bakit ganito ang nangyayari sa amin? God is merciful as He deals with my heart. And as He points me back to the years He has been faithful. And my assigned reading in the book of Job helped me a lot to steady my anchor. And as I look back, I believe ito din po ang dahilan, kaya ito din ang gusto kong i-share sa inyo ngayong umagang ito. Because many times, kapag hirap na po tayo, in reality, nakakalimot lang po talaga tayo. Nakalimutan na natin na pinatunayan na ng Diyos ang kanyang katapatan in the past. Brethren, we need to be mindful to remain hopeful. We need to be mindful to remain hopeful. Now, I know it's been too much, so let me close with some practical help to help us remember. Again, mga kapatid, what is the motive of all this remembering? Okay, our discipline of remembering will help us to guard the following: reverence, obedience, gratitude, and hope. So we need to be mindful to remain fearful, to fear the Lord always. We need to be mindful to remain faithful, to guard our obedience to the Lord. We need to be mindful to remain worshipful, na hindi matapos ang ating pagpupuri kahit mahirap ang ating sitwasyon. And we need to be mindful to remain hopeful. Hindi pa tapos ang Diyos. Hindi siya nagbabago at mananatili ang kanyang kapangyarihan at katapatan sa ating buhay. So paano po natin mababantayan ang disiplinang ito? Some practical help to enable us to be diligent in remembering the deeds of the Lord. Una, maganda po siguro, some practical help, the means, share them to your children. Share them to your children. Makikita po natin ilang beses nabasa natin sa Psalm and even dun po sa Deuteronomy that the next generation may know. We see in this passage that we have studied that there is wisdom also for us to practice today. Nung mga bata pa po tayo, when we are little children, our parents has many stories that they told us and it became a core memory of our childhood. Kwento ng ating mga magulang. Noon, wala pa kami. Diba? Paano tayo kinukwentuhan? Paano tayo nila ginapang? Paano sila nagsakripisyo para maibigay kung ano ang meron sa atin ngayon? Hindi dahil sa nanunumbat sila. Lalo kung Christian yan, nais nilang ipakita na naging tapat ang Panginoon. Naging tapat ang Panginoon. And I believe we may do the same to our children. Sana sa atin nila marinig kung sino ang Diyos na pinananampalatayaan natin. Kung ano ang ginawa niya sa pamilya natin. Tell them to your children. Also, keep a record. Keep a record. Let us not trust our memory. Journals may be outdated, but never irrelevant. Keep a record. It may be a let's do ourselves a favor and God may use it when we need it the most. Inyo alam, balikan nyo lamang po yung mga journal ninyo. Then sa panahon na kakailanganin nyo yun, it will be an encouragement to you. God will help you to look back in the past and be hopeful again. And be hopeful again. Also, mahalaga din to take time to celebrate. You will never forget what you always celebrate. Tama po ba? Okay? May mapagkakataon, ito pong aming paglipat sa aming bahay. Gusto po yearly i-celebrate po namin yun. Kasi ipapaalala lang po sa amin noon na hindi kami ang nagtayo ng bahay na yun. Ang Panginoon. Ang katapatan ng Panginoon. So minsan sineselebrate ninyo yung inyong anniversary sa trabaho. And you can do that. Celebrate this good deeds of the Lord, this mighty works of God to help you not to forget, to keep you humble, that not to us, but to your name be all the glory. Celebrate also the people na naging mabuti po sa inyo. Never forget them. Never forget them. It may be a simple celebration, but it should be a worshipful celebration. Brethren, God knows our limitation and our tendency to forget. And so He reminded us today on this very important discipline that I pray that may be part of our walk with the Lord. The Lord has been faithful through the years, and I know the Lord has blessed us with solid truths as our guide and our guard in obedience and our service to the Lord. Naging mabuti po ang Panginoon. At marami na rin po tayong natanggap na katotohanan through the years. And sabi nga po ni C.S. Lewis, and I agree with him, most people don't need to be taught. They only need to be reminded. We only need to be reminded. Because God has taught us enough. God has anchored us enough with the many truths na pwede po nating hawakan as we move forward, as we hope in Him, as we obey Him, as we serve Him, as we worship Him. May God plant the truths we have received today and may it have its dwelling in our hearts. Again, He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Let us pray. Aming dakilang Panginoon, kami po ay lubos na nagpapasalamat, O God, for how You have been faithful through the years, O God. For how You have time and time again proven that You are a God who will never lie, that You are a God who will never leave us nor forsake us, that You are the God who is powerful, that You are the God who is faithful, that You are the God who is our good shepherd, and we will never be in want because You are always mindful of us, Panginoon. Forgive us for the many times we forget and help us. Help us, O Lord, to embrace this important discipline, O God. To help us to fear You always, to remain faithful to You, to always worship You, and even, O God, to honor You, O Lord, in our lives, Panginoon. Salamat po, Ama. May these truths have a dwelling in the hearts of Your people, and may this grow us in our obedience and faithfulness to You. Be magnified, O Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I think this should be regular in our prayers. Lord, remind me to remember. Remind me to remember. Ganda ho nung last quote ni C.S. Lewis, di ba? Because really, when you think about it, how many of you remember the preachings these last 2 days? Di ba? No? That's one reason also why years ago the Lord had burdened me to have PowerPoint slides, because I'd like really to encourage you to be note takers. To be note takers. And kaya mahalaga po yun, no? So anyway, let's all rise and close in prayer our service. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. How often we forget, because we are not intentional in remembering. And thank you for using this word today through Pastor Athan to help remind us to remember. Thank you, Lord. Burn this in our hearts, Lord, and in our memory. And help us to use this by the grace of your Holy Spirit within us. Especially, Father God, when we need to refocus our perspectives. We thank you that you are the God who does not change. Your love for us never changes, Lord, no matter how much we change, no matter how much our situations around us change, Lord. You do not, and we find both comfort and hope in that. Thank you, Father God. Bless you for your word. As we give, Lord, to your work, help us to give always with cheerful hearts, remembering that what we give, Lord, comes only from your hand. Help us always rejoice in you, Lord God, because you are our greatest blessing. Guide us in all our giving, Lord, for you alone know where the needs of this ministry are. As we go forth from this place, help us go forth rejoicing in you and in you alone, O Lord. We love you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.